Now, this is real easy to understand, but in the King James says, but fornication. Now, see, some people don't even know what the word fornicate means, so they wouldn't get that. But fornication and all uncleanness. Wait a minute now. Uncleanness? What is uncleanness? Uncleanness is the things that homosexuals and perverts do. A homosexual fits right there. Unclean acts they perform. But it says fornication or no sexual immorality and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as become a saint. So as a saint of God, how much or how often can you do those things up there in that list? Not at all. You're not free to do those at all. You may be under grace and forgiven for your sins, but that give you a license to come back and live in this sin? No, absolutely not. It's like the church thinks that. When I think about what McCain said with his talk there, well, I'm saved. I know I'm forgiven because I'm living under grace. I bet you he don't even know what it means to live under grace. I bet he don't. I know Obama does not. I mean, because he's just clear, you know. He made fun of the Bible. It's just a book. It don't mean nothing. Which one you're going to live by? Leviticus, let's have slaves. Or the Ten Commandments? Who could ever possibly live like that? And we got these two men running for president. Now then, as sons and daughters of God, if you vote the Bible this year, you're going to have your work cut out for you. According to God's Word, there ain't nobody you can vote for. So what are you going to do? That's a something. What do we do? Take the lesser of the two evils? Well, I got a feeling it's going to take some serious praying this year on your part. For sure. But neither filthiness. There again, that's homosexual perversion. Filthiness. What do homosexuals and these people do? They commit filthy acts. Amen. Is that true? Amen. Sure it is. It's absolutely what they do. They commit such filthy acts of sexual immorality. I mean, we know God doesn't like it, because whenever I think about when they were going to have that big meeting of the greatest homosexual move that they had ever had in New Orleans, when the pastors went to them and tried to get the city to stop it, and they said, no, it's going to bring $100 million of trade to our city, and they said they're going to do it. And what happened just a few days before the big thing? Katrina hit New Orleans, and it ain't never been the same. And I got a feeling it's not never going to be the same. Somebody said, that's not God. God would never judge them because of that. Let me tell you, that's not the God I serve. The God I serve will judge you. I guarantee He'll judge you. And He'll judge you for anything. Would He judge this sweet little thing down here with a pain in her foot because she grumbled about her husband? Yes. Would he hit a man in the right eye with a stream of gasoline just because he's grumbling? That's his son? Yes, he did. And Ernest, it hurt. It hurt. And he really got my attention. I don't mind telling you. Nobody had to talk to me. Nobody had to tell me that I had sinned when I heard my own self make that little cutting statement about some engineer. You know, you'd think since I'm an engineer, I could do those kind of things. But in God, that don't carry much weight, does it, Tom? He didn't like it. And man, he washed that log out of my eye. Whoa, did he wash that log out of my eye. Ooh. And you don't want an eye. You do not want your eye washed out with gasoline. I'm telling you, it hurt. Just take it from me. It hurt. You don't want to go there. And then he says, neither filthiness nor foolish talking. Nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Now let's go back and read those again in the NLT, in verse 3 and 4. Let there be no sexual immorality. Now that's pretty clear. Anybody understands that, don't they? How much sexual immorality in the church?
None.
None. None. that there be no sexual immorality, no impurity. There's not supposed to be any impure things in the church. If somebody comes to church and they're a homosexual pervert and they want to come down here and make Jesus Lord of their life and get delivered, hey, they're perfectly welcome. Perfectly welcome. But when you say, well, I'm living under grace, so I can continue to go out and live like this from now on. No, you can't. Not in this church, you can't. You know, you're either going to straighten your act up or you're going to go. You know, because the Lord says just a little bit of unleavenedness in the church will make the whole barrel rotten. And so, I mean, if I find sin in this church and I talk to you and you don't straighten your act up, I'm going to ask you to leave. I'm going to give you an opportunity to straighten your act up and walk holy before God. But if you say, no, I'm going to keep on doing what I'm doing and I know it's wrong, then you're not welcome at this church. That's just the way I am. I hate to be that way, but that's just the way I am.
Amen.
You know, I want a bunch of holy people here. I know a pastor one time that when he started a little church, the Lord told him, he said, whatever you do, you tell everybody in that church they have to tithe. Everybody must tithe. Well, he preached on that every Sunday. I mean, he made note, you have to be a tither to be a member of this church. And by the time the church got to be 200, it didn't make any difference what they asked God for. They got it. I mean, it happened. But everybody in that church tithed off of their income.
Amen.
So the church got 200, 300, 400, 500. And all of a sudden, by the time they got to 500, he kind of slacked off on the tithing teaching. And obviously some people quit tithing. And so they got to where they couldn't get answers. And so finally this pastor got on his face before God and he said, God, I do not understand why all those first couple of 2 or 3 years you were blessing us and everything we were doing. And every time we asked you for anything or healing for anybody or anything, you always answered. And now all of a sudden you're not doing it anymore. What did we do wrong? He said, the Lord said to him, did I tell you to preach on tithing every Sunday? He said, yes, Lord. He said, I do. He said, no, you don't. He said, you begin to slack off. And said, several of the people are not tithing. And so you're disobedient, stiff-necked bunch. I'm not going to answer your prayers. Isn't that something?
Amen.
Somebody said, you know, you don't have to tithe to be a believer. No, that's right. You don't have to. You don't have to do anything but die. You don't have to do anything but be tormented and go to hell. But if you want to do what God says in His Word, you're going to do it His way. Is this right? Now, how many of us have to line up with this book?
Everyone.
Me too, right? Everyone. My sweet wife, Cheryl, she has to line up with this book too. And I'll tell you what, God puts up with less with me and her than He does a lot of you. Because He knows that we teach it all the time. He knows we know the truth. And He said, I ain't putting up with no nonsense from my daughter and my son. You two are going to do what I say or I'm going to get the switch a hold of you. And He knows how to get the switch a hold of you. Don't He, Keith?
Yes, sir.
He can do it. Yeah, there's a man sounds like he knows what he's talking about too. Maybe he's been there like me a few times. But He says, such sins have no place among God's people. No place. The church is not supposed to be a sinning place. These obscene stories that people tell in church, foolish talk and coarse joking, these are not for you. Instead, let there be thankfulness to God. Now, what should we be doing? Thanking the Lord.
You know,
just like when I took that carburetor off that airplane, I should have said, Lord, all time I was taking it off, I said, Lord, thank you that I have the knowledge to take this carburetor off. Thank you I have the wisdom to clean it out. Thank you that I have the tools to take it off. Thank you, Lord, that I have this little airplane I can fly when I want to fly.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Is that what I should have been doing?
Amen.
That's exactly what I should have been doing. And let me tell you, I will be doing that for a while, too. I learned my lesson. Good. Okay, 5 and 6. You can be sure. Now, this is really scary right here. You can be sure. Not maybe. It's a fact that how many immoral?
No.
How many?
No.
None. You can be sure that no immoral, in other words, sexually impure, no greedy persons will inherit the kingdom of Christ and of God. For a greedy person is really an idolater who worships the things of this world. Don't be fooled by those who try to excuse these sins. Don't be fooled by them. For the terrible anger of God comes upon how many? All those who disobey Him. So if you're one of His children and you disobey Him, I'd a whole lot rather you get mad at me than God get mad at me. Because when the anger of the Lord flares up, Ernest, I mean, He knows how to give a boy a spanking, doesn't He? He can hurt a boy. I don't care how old or how big we are. He knows how to hurt a guy. And I don't like it. I don't like a spanking. Do you, Eldon? No, Eldon don't like spankings either. He don't get them very often. He's a pretty good boy. Uh-oh. I won't say, okay, Nancy, I won't say nothing. I got a feeling all of us get a spanking once in a while, don't you? Unfortunately. But you can be sure that no immoral, impure, or greedy person will inherit the kingdom of Christ and of God. So people that are sexually immoral, homosexuals, covetous people, how many of those people are going to get into the kingdom of God? What did he say? How many?
None.
If I was a person that was in the church and I was living in sexual immorality, I believe I might want to change something, wouldn't you? I mean, if I didn't want to go to heaven, you know, it'd be okay, you know. So if I didn't believe there's a hell, there's no hell anyway, right? Yes, there's a hell. How many people don't believe there's one? A lot of people. And how many people in the church live like there's no hell? Too many, right? But what did he say? Only a few immoral. Did he say? None. You can be sure that no immoral, impure, or greedy person will inherit the kingdom of Christ and of God. In other words, if you're a member of the church and you feel like you're living under grace and God is merciful and He's forgiven you for all things, but you come and got saved and you continue to live in your lifestyle, you continue to lie, you continue to live with somebody out of wedlock, you continue to be covetous, you continue to be a homosexual or a pervert, I don't believe there's a hell, so I ain't going there. How many of those kind of people are going to inherit the kingdom of God? Not one single one.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.